Hi, welcome to the latest episode of Mistress Mia's Dungeon. I'm your big bitch in charge, and you have Master John Lord Battle Johnny Hotcakes, bad motherfucker!
Yay! Me!
Ooh, you, our neighbor's gonna have a fit.
Yes. And that is Misty Rain.
Yay! It's not raining.
She's so quiet. We'll make a stream
maybe
later.
Tonight it will.
John, did you shit your pants with that? Because I think your neighborhood is going to really shit.
I can't tell. I wore my brown pants today, so I can't tell.
Well, if somebody comes banging on the door during the podcast, we'll know.
Yes, we will. And we're going to keep recording that.
We sure as fuck will.
The whole conversation.
Yep.
And then talk shit about him.
Now I wish she would.
So Misty and I are sitting here drinking our tea, mm-hmm. and we're just having a good old time.
With our pinky fingers out.
Tea and crumpets.
John gonna suck your pinky finger later, that's what I heard.
God, I hope so.
All right, John, so what are we talking about tonight?
Well, you know, we've been talking about some crazy play, some fucked up shit, some edge play. Primal play, all kinds of stuff. Mm. We've been talking a lot about consent and negotiation. So tonight we're going to talk about what is consent.
Ooh.
Ooh. So we're on.
No, I need to know.
We're on. No, you don't, baby. You don't need to know. You're okay. You just do what I say.
Okay, yes, sir.
We're on kinkweekly.com. And the article is consent violations. So we're going to talk about what consent is, what consent violations are, because a lot of times in the community, we hear it almost becomes a buzzword, consent violation, consent violation. They're a consent violator. They're doing this, they're doing that. So we want to talk about what is consent, what are consent violations, and what does it mean to be a consent violator? Because there's a big difference between breaking consent on purpose and breaking consent
out of ignorance.
Unintentionally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we are going to clarify.
We're going to clarify a lot of things. Consent is the defining difference between BDSM and abuse. Even beyond communication, consent is necessary in every aspect of kink. However, consent is an umbrella term and has many different facets. Consent, permission or agreement for something to happen. Okay, so it starts going into different types of consent. So,
Misty,
you want to tell us?
Sure, about medical consent. In a long-term partnership, it is the consent to allow your partner to enforce medical actions or decisions. For example, requiring you to take your pills, vitamins, eat healthy, exercise, or attend medical appointments. In a scene, this relies more on the honesty of both the top and bottom about prior medical issues. For example, electrical play is unsafe for pregnant women and those with pacemakers or other heart issues and spinal cord stimulators.
Mm-hmm.
Honesty is paramount to a successful and fulfilling scene. Chronic pain, I mean, there are all kinds of things that you need to talk to each other about as far as medical consent goes.
And we're going to talk about this. I know because you've gone through the article and you mentioned it. But it's important for the bottom to be honest about the issues that are happening. Because it's not only possible for the top to violate consent. It's possible for the bottom to violate consent as well.
Absolutely.
Because if you're going into a scene and you've given consent, you said, okay, I'm okay with this, everything's fine, but you don't tell the dominant that you have these issues and then something bad happens, then it falls on the dominant. They become responsible for what happened to you and they were unaware that there was an issue.
Right.
So that's not fair to the dominant at all.
No, and that's on the bottom. That's on the submissive.
Right. So consent goes both ways. Consent means that you're informed and you're aware of the risks and that you both agree that you're going to be responsible for whatever happens based on the risks. If you don't know what the risks are, you can't give consent.
Right.
So, mental emotional consent.
Oh, you love to mentally abuse people. do it to me all the time.
Telling everybody my secret, John. Jesus. For me, this is the combination of consent and negotiation to allow mindfuckery and or emotionally traumatizing play, which I love. It can encompass humiliation, degradation, dark age play, race play, objectification, and other types of taboo play.
Dark age play. We haven't talked about that yet.
No, we have not.
We should have an episode about dark age play.
We really should.
Because it's different than age play.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it dark?
You know, this is when they need to talk about any kind of trauma that they've had, any kind of triggers they have.
Yes.
Right. A lot of people like humiliation and degradation, mm-hmm. but you have to negotiate. We've talked about it before.
Every little detail.
Some words are okay for some people, and another word might not be. You know, being called a whore and a slut might be okay for somebody, but you call them a bitch and it's a problem.
Right.
But somebody else, you can call them a bitch and a slut, but maybe not a whore or a cunt. You know, everybody's got a trigger word that you've got to negotiate. So just because they want to be humiliated, that doesn't give you consent to do whatever you want.
Right.
So, you know, we need to talk about negotiation too. But, okay, informed consent. All parties involved have negotiated and are aware of the risks involved. Under this type of consent, there's a debate between SSC, RAC, and PRIC. Oh, PRIC. I'm a PRIC.
Oh, baby, it's awesome.
RAC. We talked about this in one of the last episodes. RAC is risk-aware consensual kink. I may know that fireplay may result in burn, but I am fine with proceeding anyway.
That's right, baby.
Y'all, you're going to burn those titties.
No, no. I'm going to burn that pussy.
The pussy candle. Mm-hmm. SSC, safe, sane, and consensual. Okay. Nothing we do is sane. I'm just going to throw that one out there.
Well, you know, it's all about defining sanity. And it's really pretty relative.
Yeah. So this one, play should be safe with a clear mind and agreement of all involved. So the sane part is you're not intoxicated. You're doing it safely.
Thank you. You're taking precautions. And you've negotiated.
And you've negotiated.
That's the sane part.
Right. Prick.
I like your prick.
I bet you do. I'll prick you later.
Okay.
With personal responsibility.
With my needle. Prick you with personal responsibility. Okay, prick is personal responsibility, informed, consensual kink. I understand that breath play may cause an asthma attack, but I want to try it anyway. Prick is considered the next evolution of RAC. The easiest way to apply it is that you may take the responsibility to understand all risks and possible outcomes of the play you wish to take part in. It falls on you to learn instead of simply relying on a seasoned partner. So, to consent, you need to learn about what you're going to do instead of just saying, oh, sure, you can do that. I trust you.
Right.
You need to have an awareness of what is actually going to take place.
Kind of like we talked about last time about breath play.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And how part of the way I've pushed you and we've negotiated it is teaching you how to do it. So you're aware of the safe way and if I'm doing it correctly, and you can stop if you feel like I'm not doing it the way it's supposed to be done.
Right.
If I'm not doing it safely. And honestly, none of it is safe, but we can do it in the safest manner possible. You must make the decision for yourself on what you prefer to use in your own play. I personally play under RAC, but I teach SSC. I know that what I do can be dangerous and lead to injury. I take that responsibility, as does my partner. However, SSC is much more generalized and a good rule of thumb to get your feet wet in the sink.
And it's very easy to remember, safe, sane, and consensual. And that just kind of covers everything.
Right. All right. We're talking about implied consent.
Implied consent. The dictionary defines as consent, which is not expressly granted by a person, but rather implicitly granted by a person's actions and the facts and circumstances of a particular situation, or in some cases, by a person's silence or inaction. Please keep in mind that communication is number one. Implied consent happens when an assumption is made. For example, when I'm in subspace, I lose my ability to safe word. I remain engaged in the scene, but I'm unable to express if something is not to my liking. If my partner decides to ask me to do something I may not normally consent to, and I don't indicate a safe word, he may take this as consent. Due to my participation, my consent is implied. In my relationship, this would not be a problem due to the nature of my dynamic. However, this type of consent leaves an opening for both miscommunication and coercion. It can also lead to victim blaming, but you didn't say no, and or false accusations of consent violations. Why did you do X? Because you enthusiastically participated when I suggested it. So consent is a fluid idea. It can change in an instant, and any type of altered state of mind, like Dom subspace, drinking, drugs, 420, medication, etc., can lead to miscommunication and or lower inhibitions. And these lowered inhibitions can influence your acceptance of an activity during a scene, but lead to regret and feeling violated afterwards when the chemicals in your brain settle.
Okay, so that was a lot to unpack right there.
There was.
So it's difficult to talk about consent without talking about negotiation as well. And we will talk about negotiation in another episode. But just to be clear, implied consent can only happen if you've had that negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have limits and boundaries before you start to play. So a dom that's trying... that once you're in subspace, he's trying to renegotiate and trying to get you to consent to something that you wouldn't normally consent to is a huge red flag. And that is a consent violation. There is no implied consent if you said no to something before and now you're in subspace and now he's trying to change the rules or she's trying to change the rules. Then the rule of thumb and what we've always advocated is you can always change your mind to a no in the middle of a scene. I don't want to do that anymore. But once you start a scene, whatever you've negotiated, you can't add anything to it. If you're in subspace and now I want to try to push you somewhere where you've already said no.
Right.
And now you say, oh, I want to do that. The answer is still no. And the dom needs to respect that and have enough self-control to be able to say, no, we're not doing that because we've already discussed that we're not doing that. And if your dom can't control himself,
mm-hmm.
he has no business trying to control you.
Exactly. You know, one thing that I think that was good that we did is when you gave me the BDSM checklist to fill out. And on the last page, it has questions like, what does it mean if you become silent, if you look away, if you start shaking, if you curl into a ball, if you start crying or resisting? And then it also goes into, what do you think about renegotiating limits during a play? Would you say anything if you have an issue with something being uncomfortable? And then it goes into, how does subspace affect you? So it really helps the dom understand what's happening and why it's not good to renegotiate during a scene if someone's in subspace. Lets them know what your signs are, your physical signs, so that he can look for them.
And a lot of times, and it's true with you, and I've played with other people it's true with, you'll get into subspace and you'll start to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And people a lot of times will think, oh, well, they're having a good time, they want to do more, when the fact is they're in subspace and they don't know how to say to stop. So understanding what subspace looks like to your sub before you play is really important to consent as well.
Right, because when I'm in subspace and it's really hurting, then sometimes I kind of do that crazy laugh. And you've understood that means that I'm in pain. We need to back down if I'm not able to say it.
Right. But the first time we played, we had to play a couple times for me to understand exactly what that meant.
Yeah.
The first time we played, I didn't know exactly. I knew you were in subspace. I knew you were laughing because you were in subspace. I didn't know how much you want more you wanted to take because you were in subspace and you couldn't communicate that to me.
Yeah.
You know, if I can interject this as well, too. You know, you all talk about playing with each other. You're in a relationship.
Right.
You love each other. This is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we go to parties. We go to events. Mm-hmm. We host them. You know, we see people regularly in everyday life, you know. Yeah. But when we play with a lot of people that, you know, we're first time meeting, you know, meeting in the situation. Can't talk now. it's late. Give me a break. but we're meeting for the first time and, you know, we can talk and go over everything. You know, we did a scene and, you know, we're starting off in the scene and I saw this guy a year ago and he said, oh, we started to do tickling on his feet.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, oh, I don't like that foot mess with, I had foot surgery there. I said, now I haven't seen you in a year. Now, why didn't you tell me these things? You know, because I say at the very beginning, are you okay? Is there anything new? Is there anything we need to talk about? No, I'm good. I'm good. And then I put a mask on him and I said,
and I'm the one that popped his foot.
Yeah. You know, and it was a gentle tap, but it was like, oh no, I had a foot surgery. Okay. Well, we asked you at the beginning.
Kind of important.
Yeah. And you said to him that is kind of important. But you know, we put a mask on him and, you know, of course we covered his eyes with the mask and, you know, we said to him, you know, if you can talk, can you speak through the mask? And he says, yes, I can. And, you know, I said, at any time you have issues, you can move your fingers, you can put them together with your thumb, you know, you can, I said, can you say, and he says, yeah, I can do that. You, you know, and we started doing the scene and we wrapped him up and we're doing, you know, strict bondage. He can't move. And that's what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Misty and I said to him, at any point you can say red, yellow, green. Is everything green? Oh, yeah. You know, we said it a few times during the session.
Yeah, we checked on him during the session. You're still doing okay.
And I think that's something important to remember. But, you know, when we go to these events, it happens. People first meet. They get excited. They get horny. And they thought, ooh, this would be cool. We'll do a scene.
Right.
You know? And it happens. You know?
Yeah. And, you know, let's get real for a second. Because... Yeah. It's starting to talk about consent violation and implied consent.
Yes.
We all made this mistake. We've all been guilty of doing something that somebody didn't want us to do. We pulled their hair. We slapped them on the butt or we touched them. They didn't want to be touched. Whether you've been in whether you're new and you've only been doing it for a couple of months, you've been doing it for years. We have people in the community that have been doing it for years. They're high in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they violate consent. And it's not purposeful. They're not thinking. We've had several people accuse us of being consent violators when we weren't. A lot of accusations going back and forth. But the same people, we get come back and we hear from other people, well, that person that's accusing you is going around grabbing women, touching women without consent, and they're doing all these things, but they're calling you a consent violator about something that really was a misunderstanding, and the person came back and retracted what they said, and there was no consent violation. They changed their mind, and the scene stopped. That's not a consent violation. We did something. You didn't like it. We stopped.
And that's the way it's supposed to go.
Right. But just assuming that because somebody's in the community means that they like to have their hair grabbed or pulled or they want you to grab their shoulders in, you know, in public or in private. If you don't have explicit consent, you're not allowed to do that. I've been guilty of it. I've played with someone before. We've been intimate. We've done scenes. And then I grabbed her hair and pulled it. And she said, you didn't have consent to do that. You know, and it took me back and I had to think about it. We've all done it. So to go around the community and just make all these accusations about, oh, this person's a consent violator because of this, and this person's a consent violator because of this, really doesn't make a whole lot of sense, and it doesn't really help the community at all. All it does is drive wedges between people and cause strife and just a lot of unneeded drama. When we should be trying to help each other. Yeah, we should be trying to help each other and building the community instead of tearing each other down because we don't like someone or because we need the attention. So we're going to – I've always said, you know, I've run businesses. I've done a lot of different things in my life. And I've always said there's two ways to be at the top of a house of cards. You can build everyone beneath you and stack that. You'll have a strong foundation. You keep continuing to build higher and higher. And that foundation is strong. And you'll be on the top of a deck of cards. Or you can knock everybody around you down. And you'll still be at the top. But now you're at the top of a pile of cards that's been knocked down.
Right.
You'll still be at the top either way, but one, you'll be high up at the top of the cards, and the other one, you'll just be on top of a heap of cards. So what's the point in tearing each other down about stuff? Number one, that may or may not have happened. Number two, was not intentional and has already been taken care of, so why are we still talking about it 2 years later?
Right.
And number three, we're guilty of the same thing. The people that are making these accusations are doing the same thing. And they're not doing it on purpose either. We don't go around going back and forth saying, well, you did this, you did this, you did this, and going back to the community and trying to tear them down. We're trying through this podcast and through other things to build communication, to build the knowledge and the ability for people to come into this world and do it in a safe way, do it in an informed way, and to give the consent because now they have the tools that they need and to find the knowledge to be able to consent to what they're about to do.
Right. If you're going to talk about consent, then understand, educate yourself on what it is and what it isn't.
Right. So, yeah, there was a lot to unpack in there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, baby.
You're welcome. So implied consent, there should never be implied consent. Never. If they didn't give consent, no, there's no consent.
Well, I think implied consent needs to be clarified. So if you're on the receiving end of implied consent, you need to clarify that that's really what they're saying. You know, nodding the head is not saying, okay, yes, I want to do this.
Well, there should have been negotiation in the front end. And if it hasn't been negotiated, there's no consent.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't talked about it, we're not going to do it.
Can you get you from the back end as well?
After it's already done, it's kind of too late, but yeah. But yeah, if there was no, if we didn't negotiate whether I can shave your head or not, I can't shave your head.
Right.
Period. Just because you're in subspace and you're not saying no doesn't mean that it's okay. I can't cut your arm off and fuck you with
That's
it.
That's right.
If we didn't talk about it first.
But what if her sleeve is rolled up? Is it implied that?
if there's an incision line on there, is that implied? You know?
And she puts a knife out for sawing.
You take a shower, doesn't that mean you're ready for butt play?
That's right.
You consented to this. I don't remember.
I saw you wash your booty.
And I did wash my ass.
Just wanted you to lick it. That's all.
Yeah, I know it. I listened to one of the podcasts with just the two of y'all, and he's like, rimming, yeah, one of my favorites. I thought, oh, well, maybe I'll come home. We'll do some rimming.
And we did.
And it was good.
But we negotiated before that was okay.
Yeah. You know, we negotiated.
You didn't just assume.
That hair pulling is okay, but not my bangs.
Right.
And so you don't pull my bangs.
Right. So it's not implied. I know.
Right.
All right. Blanket consent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Blanket consent. Blanket.
Blanket.
Yes. This is a term of my own making.
Well, now you're just making shit up.
It is the person who wrote this article.
Okay.
It is how I define my own relationship outside of the five items on my hard limit list. My partner has the right to do anything he wishes without prior discussion or negotiation.
Okay.
Misty, you just said he can pull your hair, just not your bangs.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay. This, I'm glad that they have this relationship, but that is a very dangerous thing to say.
It is a very dangerous
outside
thing.
Of my five hard limits.
Yeah.
I guarantee she has more than five hard limits.
Absolutely.
She just hasn't thought about it yet.
Yes.
I guarantee cutting her arm off and fucking her with it is a hard limit that she has not thought about.
I bet it is.
Yes.
That's gonna be a hard limit.
Death play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's sad that we have to put that in the BDSM category. I do not want to be maimed.
But it is a fetish.
It is a fetish.
Dying is a fetish. Homicide. Yes,
it is.
I don't know why they put it as a fetish.
And this is why vanillas are scared of us.
Hell yeah. Just BDSMers are scared of us.
Wow.
Financial consent. This would be giving complete control of your finances to another individual. This option is seen in both the vanilla and kink worlds. And we do see this a lot. People get married and all of a sudden one person has complete control over all the finances. Mm-hmm. The check goes into a joint account and then they have to ask permission to get $20 to go to the store, even though it was their paycheck.
Yeah.
Financial dominance, findoms. This is a dom who receive gifts and money from a submissive type individual. There's often no further contact between the dominant and the submissive beyond gift giving. No services are traded. 2, master-slave relationships often involve giving over control of all aspects of your life, including financial freedom. And 3, allowing another person to control your finances to prevent self-harming behaviors or to promote good money practices.
You've done that, Mia.
Oh, have I? Yes, I have. Yes,
you know,
I have.
To prevent self, you know, to
absolutely
to help with people that
people have shopping addiction.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is dubious consent?
Dubious consent. Dubcon. This is not really defined as consent.
Hold on. Can I name my next dog Dubcon?
Dubcon.
Come here, Dubcon.
I love dubious. You're so dubious. This is not really defined as consent since it involves coercion. It could be as simple as pursuing someone consistently after they have said no until they give in to your wants. It can also involve blackmail and or abuse of power. I have this listed because it can be included in some fantasy play. Things like headmaster student, boss secretary, or head of household and maid. Such role plays can revolve around Dubcon, your new dog. Personally, I recommend that this is negotiated very carefully.
There's that negotiation thing again. Can't give consent without the negotiation. All right.
Negotiation.
Well, that's a good place to stop because next is consensual non-consent, and that's a big one. So,
good idea, baby. Let's
good idea.
Stop.
Let's stop right now, and then we'll pick up tomorrow.
I'm hungry anyway.
You're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have permission to eat?
Hungry?
No, sir. But I'm hungry for some traffic cone, dragon dick.
Well, I haven't consented to that.
Would you like to do that?
We are not talking about negotiation right now, so
okay.
We'll have to come back to that later.
Okay.
All right. Well, until next time. Make all your Dubcon fantasies become realities.